You know, it's not us that has kept this program going for 30 years. It's you, the listener, and the support and information y'all provide to us. We're only as strong as our listening audience and our partners, and we get a lot of great information and feedback. For example, I got a text just now that the cheapest tool is SAS Fabrics. There's two locations in Phoenix. That doesn't help Carlos, who was calling from Tucson, but I'm sure we'll get a fabric, local fabric store there. It, looking at it, it looks locally owned, so it's SAS Fabric Superstore. Thanks, Aunt Karen, for tuning in. She's got a nice fig tree. It's, and you want to talk about fig, Gary, I would share it with you, but it's too good. I wouldn't. You'll have to get some of your own from Aunt Karen.
Oh, okay. Can we share fags, figs with them when she makes them? Bring the biscuits in.
For our boudin biscuits in the morning.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Kevin wants to talk about windows in his historic home. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Awesome, yeah. So I have a question for you guys. My wife and I own a 1950s historic home in the downtown Mesa area, and we've already replaced the windows in the back portion of the house, which isn't visible to the front of the street, with highly efficient windows. But we recently ordered the low-E double-pane glass for these historic steel casement windows. You mentioned a construction boom. I cannot find a company to get this done. I've literally called and been passed around 5 to 6 times this last week from painter to painter to painter, and they just don't want to take this job. So it's kind of fallen into our DIY storehouse here, and I would love your input on how and what do we need to do to strip down the paint and get these windows painted. Can we restore them? Is there something else we should do? What would you recommend?
And so you're talking about stripping the paint off the aluminum of the window frames of the existing?
Exactly, yes. So we have to strip down the paint, and we wanted to paint it black before the actual glass is installed.
Okay. And there's existing glass there, obviously, from...
Exactly, yeah. So we'll have to bust out the glass, I'm sure, in order to do this. But what method would you recommend?
I would probably start with sandblasting it. It is probably the first place I would start. The biggest thing to be concerned about in this application is how strong are the existing frames. The last thing we want to do is start working on them, and there's going to be things that you're going to find. Joints where water sits after a rain could potentially have rusted a corner out. There's a number of different things that can deteriorate that over time. So it's going to be, it could take as much as a day per window frame handled with kit gloves. So it's nothing that we're going to knock out in a weekend. I'll just be ready for that right now as a first-time application. Sandpaper, a very fine sandpaper, slowly working it until we get down below the paint to see the metal frame. We're really not going to know how the windows move. Are they casement where you have a crank and you turn it and they open up to the outside?
There's a couple of them, but most of them are stationary picture windows.
Okay, well that's a lot better.
I've been told the frames are actually in good shape. One question I did have for you guys about this application is, would you recommend like one of those all-natural citrus paints? It's not necessarily a thinner, but it removes the paint. You can get it at Home Depot with something like that work as well.
All you can do is try. I don't know that you're going to get to the raw metal that you really need to get the paint is only as good as the prep work that's done ahead of time. And if it was me, even though it's going over existing paint, I would want to get back to that metal. And you're going to be, what, out $15-$20 if it doesn't work?
Sure.
So I was like, it's not going to hurt anything to try, but I don't know that you're going to get the end result. It may be a great application to getting halfway there. You know, that might get you some way, but I don't think you're going to get out of this without hand sanding or sandblasting at some point in the project. So
I was going to say, if he does try it and it works, let us know, that we can put that in our wealth of knowledge too.
And I would go to, he said he was in Mesa, a Sherwin-Williams or a PPG Paints. We're big proponents of going to specialty, you know, like a Sherwin-Williams or a PPG Paints. If you're looking at, let's say, lighting, statewide lighting, you know, mm-hmm. if you're looking at masonry, Marvell Masonry, going to a specialized storefront location as opposed to a big box store, the amount of time you're going to have with experts and professionals, and it's hard to compare those two when you're trying to do something as specialized as you're looking at. So we appreciate the call and you tuning in this morning. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. Julia screening behind the glass. We'll get you online as we go into our bottom of the hour news break here. And then we'll be back with a new lineup along with our weekly how-to. It's something that we've started with our 30th anniversary as part of this home maintenance calendar we've put together. You heard us talking in the 8 o'clock hour about managing your home to the point that you're ready to put on the market today. If we could all keep our homes that well-maintained, tell you what, it makes for a great asset to your home, which is our biggest expense that just about everyone listening, you know, our biggest investment is our home. So we're here for you every Saturday morning to help you maintain it. And we've got some new things to talk about on the backside of this break that we think will help you with that.